The strange thing was that I'd been thinking kind thoughts toward her at that very moment she turned on me. I felt terribly sad afterward, and found myself thinking of my sister, who was somewhere in Japan without me, and of my mother, who I hoped was at peace in paradise now, and of my father, who'd been so willing to sell us and live out the end of his life alone. As these thoughts ran through my head, my body began to grow heavy. So I climbed the stairs and went into the room where Pumpkin and I slept, for Mother had moved me there after Mameha's visit to our Okia. Instead of laying myself down on the tatami mats and crying, I moved my arm in a sort of sweeping movement across my chest. I don't know why I did it. It was a move from a dance we'd studied that morning, which seemed to me very sad. At the same time, I thought about the chairman and how my life would be so much better if I could rely on a man like him. As I watched my arm sweep through the air, the smoothness of its movement seemed to express these feelings of sadness and desire. My arm passed through the air with great dignity of movement, not like a leaf fluttering from a tree, but like an ocean liner gliding through the water. I suppose that by dignity, I mean a kind of self-confidence or certainty, such that a little puff of wind or the lap of a wave isn't going to make any difference. What I discovered that afternoon was that when my body felt heavy, I could move with great dignity, and if I imagined the chairman observing me, my movements took on such a deep sense of feeling that sometimes each movement of a dance stood for some little interaction with him. Turning around with my head tipped at an angle might represent the question, "Where shall we spend our day together, Chairman?" Extending my arm and opening my folding fan told how grateful I felt that he'd honored me with his company. And when I snapped my fan shut again later in the dance, this was when I told him that nothing in life mattered more to me than pleasing him.